Right versus wrong. You either like pizza or you don't. You either prefer Mac or PC. You own a mobile phone or you don't. You're either alive or dead. You're either pregnant or you're not. There's no being almost pregnant. Something is either right or wrong. There's no almost right. Have you heard the story about the professor and the flat tire? There were two guys at university who were very good students. They studied hard and made high marks. One Thursday night there was a big party, but Friday was a chemistry examination. The students had a dilemma: go to the party or study. Guess which they chose? You guessed it, they went to the party. The party was at another university, a 2-hour drive away, and they had a blast! Suddenly, the sun was coming up. It was morning. The exam was at 8 a.m. They were going to miss the exam now. They had a very big problem. They had an idea. If they told the professor they had a flat tire, they would have a good excuse. They got back to campus and went to see the professor. They told him the flat tire story and pleaded, "Please let us take the exam." The professor said they could write the exam the next morning. Boy, were they happy. The next morning, they went to the professor's office. He told them to leave their books and backpacks in his office. He gave them each an examination paper and sent them to different rooms to take it. There were only two questions. Question number one, for 5 points. It was a simple chemistry problem. They smiled and quickly answered the question. Then they turned to the next page. Question number two, for 95 points. Can you guess what the second question was? Question number two, which tire was flat? Busted! The Greek root word ethos means standards or principles of conduct. Ethics means the difference between right and wrong. Words derived from ethos are ethics, ethical, and unethical. Life is filled with standards. A plumb line uses the law of gravity, a string and a lead weight as the standard of what is exactly vertical or plumb. Did you know ancient Egyptian architects used plumb lines when they built the Great Pyramids? Because they built the pyramids according to high standards, they are still standing thousands of years later. Today, carpenters say, "The bubble doesn't lie." They use a level as the standard of what is exactly horizontal. Inside the level is a bubble. The bubble, operating according to the principle of specific gravity, shows whether something is level or not. Engineers used levels to build many famous things. Italy's Eiffel Tower, New York's Brooklyn Bridge, or Scotland's Firth of Forth Railway Bridge. Are you wondering what the plumb line and level have to do with right and wrong? The answer is they represent standards. Builders have standards to make sure the building is level and straight. There are also standards of conduct. They're plain to everyone. They can be known by the conscience. No matter who you are or where you live, you would feel upset if someone walked up to you, hit you with a stick, and stole your wallet. Every reasonable person knows that conduct, that conduct, is just plain wrong. Logic is a set of standards about thinking. The law of non-contradiction states that no proposition is both true and false. For example, the road cannot be dry and wet at the same time. Or, if 2 plus 2 equals 4, then 2 plus 3 cannot equal 4. And, you cannot go forward and backward at the same time. So what's the bottom line? There are universal truths, universal laws, such as the law of gravity. But are there universal laws of conduct? Are right and wrong absolute or arbitrary?